Hey, so this is Evie. Sorry, it has been such a very long time. So much has happened in the last year. I was wanting to go ahead and do one every weekly as far as like a every week as far as a podcast, but life got in the way. I started working nonstop, and my health, as far as experiencing some anxiety and all of that, it just kind of got in the way. So I had to go ahead and put the things that I love so much on hold, which is doing podcasts and my blog. But in the latter part of 2018, because I had started it January 2018, the latter part of 2018, I had turned 21, not 21, 31, I would have been 10 years younger, anyway, so I had turned 31, and I had met up with some really, really cool people. One of them has her podcast, and so I am so incredibly excited for her. Her podcast is called Let's Chat, and she already has two podcasts up, and she is currently on Apple Music and Anchor. So welcome to the Anchor family, Shell. Her name is Shell Griggs. Her podcast is called Let's Chat, and Shell, like, you know, the seashell, and then Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S. So check her out, and send her a shout out, because she is new to the Anchor family. But I met her, and I met a few other awesome people, and they just got my love for creating back up and going. And I met her and a few other people through my sister-in-law. She has a group of creative people that would meet every week, or I believe it was either every week or every month. And I had met, and we just kind of hung out. And it's been going on for almost a year. I think it was like 8 or 9 months now. And so I was able to get out of my funk and start creating. So by the end of 2018, I had started my blog up and running again, called To All the Beautifuls. And this year, I have started doing my podcast. So I am gonna try and do a podcast I would say twice a month. That's the only thing I can promise as of right now, but it will be consistent, as in it will be more than once a year. So anyways, to get things on the roll, I want to go ahead and just share on the value of friendship, because I feel like having friends is so important, especially in this social media society. So, and this is still going to be in the same theme of To All the Beautifuls. This one, of course, will be catered toward women, not just men, but I feel like in this podcast, men can find some values as well. Having friends in your life that will encourage you, will call you out on your stuff. I have my friends that I have known for a very, very long time, like more than 5 years, and they are one of the people that have dealt with me through my depression, through my anxiety, not only my friends, but even my family members. But even in the short time of meeting the people that I have in my life right now, I mean, we've definitely had our disagreements. We've definitely had moments to where we probably didn't want to be around each other. But the thing is having the same common goal, and also having the same heart that you want to nurture a relationship. You want to still understand each other, still want to be able to hear the other person out. I feel like that's just something that is so important. I feel like few people in the social media society, they want to go ahead and just leave someone high and dry, or as you can say, ghost. But the one thing that I have noticed that sticking things out for the long haul and being consistent and being a person of your word, knowing that no matter what happens, that person is always going to be there. I did have one really good friend do have me encourage me to do an Enneagram. And so if you don't know what that is, it's pretty much a personality test, and you get to know how you are and what type of number you are. And if you've ever done an Enneagram, let me know what your number is. My number is a 6, and 6 or 10, pretty much like a loyalist, which they tend to be very, very fiercely loyal, but at the same time they feel like they need to test how the person is to prove their loyalty, which testing people can have very negative effects. And one of the other things is sixes can be very in other words, I wouldn't necessarily label myself this, but from the other point of view, they can be pessimistic. Like, they always give the worst case scenario. They always feel like they have to prepare for the worst, so that way it can calm their anxiety down a whole lot. So that's something that I am working through, and it has gotten better over time, knowing that I have friends that are definitely willing to stick it out with me for the long haul. One of my closest friends that I usually have coffee with, like, at least once a month, we definitely make it a point to talk to each other and catch up with each other. We pray, we share with each other what we're going to do, what we're working on, and we encourage each other if we have advice to give, and we give advice, and we just really make it a point to be intentional in our relationship with one another. So if you don't have a friend that can challenge your way of thinking, that can encourage you, that can call you out on your stuff, I definitely would encourage you to start being that person. Once you are that person, I feel like at the end of the day, you will end up finding those people. Because whenever I was younger, I would be that type of person. I tend to have lost friends here and there, but I found out later on that God was pretty much weeding out those people who just wanted to be heard. And just wanted to just hear something that was always good. And I'm not the type of person that wants to hear something always good. I don't want someone to just keep encouraging me all the time. I want someone to let me know what I need to work on. I tend to be definitely a self-reflector. So if I notice something, I change it. But if I have someone else that sees something that I don't see, I definitely want to hear it, whether or not I like what's being said. So one thing, and one of the friends that I had, she noticed that I was very how do I put it, pessimistic, yes, but I always talked very negative about a certain friend. So because of that, she was like, well, I'm not gonna go ahead and talk about this person anymore, because you tend to be very, very negative about it. Whether my words was true or not, she didn't like it. So therefore, and her information was very valid, as in please allow the other person to make their analysis of that person before you go ahead and give your own opinion. So I was just like, well, I'm just trying to let you know this person here and there. She's like, okay, well, that may be true, but you want to go ahead and give the other person a chance to make their own analysis before you go ahead and give your own. So I was just like, you know, I may have not liked it, but it's true. Because at the end of the day, whether it's all said and done, if the shoe was on the other foot for me, I would like to have someone give me a fair chance versus the other person saying, oh, well, Evie is very negative. She tends to withdraw a lot. She's very blunt. She's very assertive. And not something or someone that you want to go ahead and get to know off the bat. You know what I mean? So I definitely understand that. One of the other things is having friends that you can definitely truly be yourself around. If you definitely feel like you have to conform because you're afraid that you're not going to be liked, I would definitely try to find some other friends. I, for the longest time, felt like I had to conform in order to be liked because I personally feel like I'm very dominant in nature. And when it comes to women, I have found out don't really like women, other women that are very opinionated, that are very sure of themselves, that definitely have a mind of their own. I have lost friends because of that. So back in 2011, when I moved to the college that I had went to for a number of years, and I'm still a college student, I had met the two friends that I went to a conference to today. It was called Girl Talk, and we talked about abstinence, we talked about friendships, we talked about dating, and everything. It was awesome. We had talked to over 400 girls today, so it was amazing. One of the things that I noticed about myself is that I had conformed because I was afraid to show my true self. So if they were like, well, let's go to Kansas, I'm like, yeah, sure, let's go. And I'm just like thinking in my head, like, y'all, I just want to stay home and I just really want to chill. We can go ahead and keep it low key. We can have dinner. We can just talk. We can have deep conversations because I thrive off stuff like that. Versus one of my other friends, she's like, oh, let's go on a road trip. Let's go see different people. Let's go out to eat. Let's be around people. And I'm just like, no, I just want to be low key. So I don't have much money and stuff like that, but I would sacrifice so much. And because of that, like, oftentimes I would withdraw myself and I would fall into depression because I was conforming and I wasn't being my true self. So there was one time, one of the friends I was watching house sitting and also babysitting, and she invited me along, and she was like, so do you want to have pizza, or do you want to do something else, or you want to like cook something? And I was like, well, I don't care, I mean, whatever you want to do, I'm cool with. And she just kind of like stopped in her tracks. She was like, why do you always do that? And I was like, what? And she was like, why do you always like go with everything? Like, you're not telling me what you want. You always have me make the decision. I'm just like, well, I really don't care. And she's like, Evie, you do care. So what is it that you want? And I was like, well, you know, I really don't care, but the reason why I don't speak out is because, you know, I'm afraid that if I really speak out, I can be very assertive, I can be very opinionated. I feel like I won't be friends with you anymore because I've lost so many of my friends for being very outspoken and being opinionated about certain things, even certain issues. And she was like, who cares? She's like, I'm not like that. And so it definitely freed me to be me. And I definitely appreciate her for that. It was the hardest talk I've ever had because, of course, I cried and everything else. And she was like, it's okay to cry. But I just wanted to let you know, like, we're friends. We can be who we are. Like, I'm not going to hate you for having your own opinion. Like, you're a human being. You're not a robot. So that definitely freed me in that, you know, having friends that, you know, call you out on certain issues. I'm definitely in a rant, but I've learned so much in that year. I mean, I definitely was losing myself part of January into June, and then after my 31st birthday, I like totally did like a 180. Like, I met people, I got my zeal for life. God has definitely answered numerous prayers. Having friends not only outside of city limits, but within city limits, and having people who have the same mindset and the goal to reach people, have commonalities, people that are definitely in the creative side, media, which I'm definitely into, like, the creative side. I like to know stuff in the media realm. And also writing and broadcasting and reaching out to girls and blogging and, you know, people who are very thirsty to thrive and to grow and to not just be stagnant. So I'm so grateful for the beginning of 2019 going in the right direction. So I will definitely be on a whole lot more. Thank you for bearing with me, and until next time, I will talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.